Today, I have the thrill of interviewing Rachel Martin. Rachel believes in the power of the human spirit to overcome, to thrive, and to find deep joy. She is the writer behind the site findingjoy.net and the author of both Mom Enough and The Brave Art of Motherhood. Her articles have been translated into 25 languages, and her site reaches millions of visitors per month. Her content has been featured in The Huffington Post, The Today Show, Star Tribune, Tiny Buddha, Parents, and many more. She speaks worldwide, encouraging moms and entrepreneurs to live each day with purpose and drive. Beyond that, she's a mom of seven and calls Nashville, Tennessee, her home. Let's welcome Rachel Martin to the show.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Rachel Martin, what a delight to have you here on the Women in Podcasting Show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here today.
I'm a longtime fan, and I'm so thrilled to get to meet with you today because we've actually done some collaborations together because you have an amazing collaborative event that you do every year. And I've been honored to be invited to be part of that. And you've also gone live in the Women in Podcasting group before, and you've provided so much value. But this is the first time I've actually got to interview you. And it's for a great reason. And I'd love for you to share some exciting news with our audience. Tell us all about it.
Well, first of all, I have been honored to collaborate with you throughout the years. So it's like, you're like a friend to me. So this is super exciting for me. But my new event or my new news is that I'm publishing my second book. It's called Mom Enough. I have it here, but it never shows up on the video. So there it is. And my Mom Enough book, for me as a writer and as an author and an entrepreneur, is really, it's like everything I've written for the last 10 years got to be put together in a book. It's the number one things that my readers have requested. And my publisher was like, you know what, if they're requesting these letters, they're letters that I've written to moms, then we need to listen to them. And that's my whole ethos anyways with writing and everything. So the Mom Enough book is coming out September 26th. And it's letters that I've written from my own mom heart to other moms in the journey.
Oh, that's so incredible. What an amazing idea. What a wonderful idea. And you are a beautiful writer, as you can see through your website, findingjoy.net. And you have so many wise words and ideas to share. And so can you tell me a little more? You know, I'm so curious. I haven't actually asked you this before, but how did you get started in what you do now?
So, there's a short version, there's the medium version, there's the long version. I think that I've always been interested in anything with computers. My dad will tell you a story about how I started to code way back on, I think it was like a TI-99 or 84, one of those, the early computers. And then, you know, where you'd code everything in and then it would adjust and the whole screen would shift. So I started in Yahoo groups and I would just kind of express my heart there. And I was in Yahoo groups when all of a sudden everyone was like, you should start a blog. And that was curious to me. I've always liked to write and speak and share my heart. So I dared one day and I started a blog way back on Blogspot. And I started writing kind of almost a little bit generic because I was finding my voice at that point. And then I started sharing I always call it my reel. And all of a sudden it felt really vulnerable because it was in the age of the internet where everything was still, to me, highly curated. And I just was like, you know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm failing as a mom, or sometimes I feel like I'm the only mom with dirty dishes in the sink. And I started writing about that and saying, you know what, you're not failing. And lo and behold, it went viral and people are like, oh, it's so good to hear, just real. And that's the journey. That's the start.
Oh, that's amazing. And so you've helped so many moms over the years. And I was just wondering, could you share a little snippet of one of your letters, because you have so many inspiring words to share with the moms.
I can. I don't have one in front of you, but I can tell you the gist of one. And actually, it was inspired by my now husband, Dan, because I was sitting at Starbucks one day and I was like, I just don't know what to write about. I don't know what to write about. And he said, well, why don't you just write about why being a mom is enough? And I thought, okay, all right, I'll do that. This was in 2013. And I just wrote about like all of the simple things that we do that we overlook, the sitting outside of soccer games, waiting for somebody to come out, our child to come out, or in the auditorium, or up at night, or trying to figure out how to redo algebra, or all of the small moments that we do are really enough in our mom's story. And I wrote this and it went incredibly viral. I've had some other ones go viral, but this one went so fast. It's been shared on my website alone over 2 million times. And it wasn't anything like a secret, or it wasn't anything about like, do this and you'll be happy. It was really about, you know what, you're enough in your story. And it was, to me, it was giving moms a chance to breathe and say, okay, you know what, maybe it didn't look like what I thought, but this simple act of showing up, it's really what motherhood is about.
Oh, and there's so many more demands on parents today, and it can be really isolating. And so encouragement like this is just so priceless. I mean, what you've brought to so many women has helped so many people. And I just love that you've put all these letters in this book, because someone can just pick that up. And like you said, waiting in line at the school to pick up your child or at the game or whatever, and just get that encouragement right into your heart. I mean, what an amazing gift. This would make a great Christmas gift. This is a must-have book for any mom. So if you know a mom or you are a mom, this is an amazing book to have. Now, you're launching it, though. It's not, we're recording this in mid-September. You're actually launching it at the end of September, September 26th. So tell us about that. What's happening on the 26th?
So on the 26th, just it's the launch date. But then, as you know, from our history and what I my entrepreneurial journey, my husband, Dan Morris, he is a go-getter. And actually on September 28th, we're having a giant event, kind of a give back party celebrating motherhood. And we're having guests from all over come in and share. We're having Mara Harmon from Hamilton. She's going to sing to us. So she's the one that's on Broadway right now. So I'm like, how cool is that? Like, we love wow. Hamilton. And we're having guests from all over, from Hell's Kitchen and NCIS, and just the list goes on and on about moms, about women that are going to share their journey. And I think that's so important for moms in general, because when we get to hear from other moms that say, you know what, I get that, I totally relate, it takes down that pressure. Like you said, motherhood can be so isolating now, which the irony to me is we're on our phones all the time. There's this social media role, just real, going so fast. And yet so many women feel alone. And what I really strive to do in whatever I do is to break through that chatter and say, listen, you're not alone. Look, here's these moms and this is their story and they're amazing. And let's support each other in all of our amazing venues and opportunities. And then, and when we support each other, then it's a little less isolating.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. I know when I was raising my kids, there was nothing like this. You know, the internet was barely there and there was just no kind of support like this. So this, I can see how valuable it is. I mean, this is just amazing. What a resource for people to have on hand. And it's, again, a beautiful gift as well. So we will put the link to the event and to the book in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show, and people can tap into this right away and connect with Rachel. And we'll put all of your links, Rachel, in the show notes as well so that people can connect with you. So I highly recommend everybody check out findingjoy.net as well. And your books are on your site as well, aren't they?
They are there. All of my books are on the tab that says like shop or books and all of that. So you know, it's just an honor to share. I always think back to that person that dared to open the internet and type something. And I'm like, well, I'm so proud of that person. Or I always tell people too, like with Facebook, my very first post on Facebook for Finding Joy was, I guess I'm going to give this Facebook thing a try. And to me, as an entrepreneur and a writer, that, and as a mom, there's so much courage in that first try, because you just don't know what's going to happen with it.
That's so true. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I look forward to the huge event. It is going to be amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm so thankful to be here too.
Bye for now.